Recording starts in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Pada Saga Podcast, Podcast Saga Singapura.
Kongsi mari bicara, kongsi pendapat dan juga idea. Masuk kongsi tiada keluar, biar kongsi dari kongsi kita duduk diam.
Selamat kembali di Podcast Okay Let's Go. Hari ini kita relax sikit.
Ya, yeah, teman-teman.
Kira okay, abang-abang. Sekali asyik hype ke?
Ya, yeah, that's why.
Pokok sini di bawah.
Oh, sorry. Oh,
yeah, shit, yeah. I forgot. sorry.
Kita kan tengah relax.
Dah relax.
Oh, tapi ada sponsor.
Of course.
Podcast ini dibawakan khas kepada dah cakap kan?
Belum.
Oh, okay. MSR Interior Design Private. Tengok dah tua. Dah lupa-lupa eh.
Alah.
MSR Interior Design Private Limited. Banyak makan semut. Syarikat nama yang berpengalaman lebih dari 10 tahun, mereka bertauliah dan berlesen daripada Case Trust HDB, RCMA dan BCF Level 3. We create ideas to reality, tak payah fikir-fikir sangat nak pakai apa, nak pakai siapa lah, nak pakai interview, apa renovation tu, renovation 3. Ini dah tentu-tentu kita kenal Syahiran.
Yalah.
Anything ada problem aku boleh message tadi show.
Betul. Yeah.
Aku nak share something boleh?
Apa dia?
Kau buat ni dulu.
Okay. Anda boleh lungsuri
dengan renovation, sorry.
Okay, www.msrinteriordesign.com. Facebook, Instagram, TikTok boleh follow MSR Interior Design.
Boleh call dan juga WhatsApp mereka di talian 9778-1234 9778-1234.
Right now, on to the show.
Okay, let's go!
So macam recently ada orang DM aku, kita pernah buat promo untuk renovation contractor untuk daripada orang lain kan. Habis tiba-tiba dia message macam, why you promo this company eh? Aku cakap, why? They pay at time what? Of course we have to promo. They purchase immediate buy and we as service providers we have to promo. Why? Right. Eh? Oh no wonder, you know my rumah daripada this month tak siap tau. Sampai sini pun tak siap tau. Then after aku cakap, aku cakap, wait. Siapa yang tak buat kerja ni?
Yeah.
You name me the person, name me siapa. Aku cakap, I don't know, I just want to tell you, rumah aku tak siap. Aku screenshot, aku hantar yang business owner tu, aku cakap, bro, ni apa eh, bro?
Okay.
Then after that, he was like, can you, of course, the person not professional, can you go and ask the person, siapa handle dia punya project, dan dia punya project buat dekat mana, which is the address, then we have to check, because tahu aku, semua project kita at this punya timeline dah settle. So aku went back to the lady, and I was asking her, where is your project? And who is the one that handle your project? And mind telling me, what is your name?
Yeah.
Tak nak bilang, bro.
Oh, dia pakai fake account lah?
I don't know. Yeah, fake account lah. Okay. The provider should know who I am already because belum lagi siap, blah, blah, blah. I said, no. Aku terus voice record. Aku tertrip. I cakap, kau DM aku. You had a problem with this company and you did not message this company. Kau message aku. Habis kau tanya aku kenapa aku promo ni company. Sekarang aku screenshot apa yang aku berbual dengan business owner, aku send. Bam. Sekarang aku dah berbual dengan ni company. Aku dah minta pertolongan dia untuk jelaskan tentang isu kau. All I need to know is where is your project, what's your name, so we can selesaikan benda ni. Yalah. It's so easy, bro.
Yeah. Right.
So I didn't expect you to be this fast in responding to blah blah. Alamak, kira kau just want to run lah.
Yeah.
You didn't want to solve this shit.
Yeah.
Sebab tu aku record. Sebab aku nak kena tahu juga engkau siapa. Ni pakai account siapa. Project kau dekat mana. Dan kenapa benda ni menurut kata kau tak selesai. Sebab aku call business owner ni, aku tanya dah selesai ke tak, dia cakap dah selesai. Sebab aku pun tak tahu isu kau apa, adakah kau tak bayar installment plan dia ke, sebab tu ada isu stop work ke. Sebab aku dengar hanya kau, dan kau message aku, obviously you wanted me to be a mediator of some sort, which is what I'm doing right now. Terus hilang.
Apa?
So I don't know whether it's a troll account just to throw shit at this business ke tak. So kau faham tak? Like, these things happen outside.
Why?
These things happen. I mean, natural lah. You are going to throw some salt. Like, this person tak dengar pun. Okay, let's go. Dia cakap macam mana? Aku tanya macam mana kau tahu pasal benda ni? Kau dengar ke buat kat situ? Cakap, ah, tak. Because my friends recommend me this.
Okay.
So your friends recommend you this company and you pun tak dengar. So aku tak tahu engkau. Engkau, kenapa kau tak follow aku? Kau tiba-tiba DM. So aku macam, aku dah red flag macam ni. Hater ke apa? Tiba-tiba nak cik pasal ke apa? Is it you eliciting a response from me so you kau boleh screenshot and viralkan aku? Whatever. Aku dah, oh God, I was ready to fuck this masa upside down. So bagi aku, I am serious when it comes to clients coming on board.
Of course.
And if they are fishing for clients from our listeners, it is my obligated duty that korang tak kena scam dan korang tak kena apa-apa daripada kita punya clients. And if some shit happen, transpired, mana kita boleh bantu, kita bantu. And that's the reason why kita suruh korang gunakan MSR Interior Design Private Limited, sebab aku personally kenal ni Syairan. And in shit, sometimes in business dealing, shit happens. So if you can't get that sorted out, maybe you can DM, then we can also get that shit sorted out, you know.
Tapi ni apa agenda dia?
Aku tak tahu. Kan
exactly
it was as simple as telling me your name, telling me your project, who handled, and we can run through that shit. So aku tak tahu, maybe they got frightened when I was actually serious about solving this.
Cuma kau dah kasi screenshot apa?
Aku screenshot aku dah buang ni. So jom lah kita settle benda ni.
Kau datang pun dengan
kau tiba-tiba message aku kau, betul kau tak ada salam, tak ada apa. Why you promote this? Eh sial lah, apa aku tak kenal kau sial. Tiba-tiba kau DM aku macam ni. Kau faham tak?
Ini maknanya hater lah bro.
Aku dah macam butuh ni. Ni jangan cari pasal sembarang saja.
Macam pasal lah.
I don't know man. I mean like I'm all for, you know.
Oh yeah.
Hard earned dollars that that people spend, and I want to make sure if you feel that shit is not done by our service providers, by our clients, it is our responsibility to make sure it gets settled. And that's the reason why kalau kau tengah cari renovation, whatever, you're listening to this, just use them. I mess our interior. Senang, sir.
Okay, ni cerita pasal sama juga. Orang-orang yang macam, apa agenda kau lah?
Ya, aku pun aku pernah kena satu tadi.
Semalam, tadi aku buat TikTok.
Oh, tadi?
TikTok live. Saja. Sambil-sambil menunggu teman. Teman lah bini aku.
Oh.
Untuk balik kerja.
Teman hidup kau lah.
Teman hidup, terima kasih. So, aku saja buat live, apalah, berbual-bual. Tiba-tiba, aku rasa aku nak sparring, ajak kau sparring 5 minit lah. Sparring. 5 minit je.
Ajak
sparring kan.
I want to watch that shit.
Okay, but of course, by no means, aku bukan macam, like, I don't like to have this kind of confrontation ke apa. Because, bagi aku macam, apa masalah engkau.
What you get out of it, right?
Ha, kan. Lepas tu aku cakap, but thanks to some of our blood, macam, bro, aku rasa Din, tak payah, ngaku lah, ngaku. Aku sekarang ngaku. Jom, ngaku. Jauh ngaku. Aku nak sparring. So, aku cakap, aku sekarang, ni apa? Ni trend sparring ni apa? Is it like memang kau, aku nak kena jumpa kau dan bergaduh ke? Untuk 5 minit dan apa? Untuk apa? Ya, adakah kau nak kena buat live juga dan aku buat sparring dengan kau ke dan sebagainya apa lah? So, sebagai orang yang dah berumur 40 lebih, aku rasa tak perlu untuk aku personally untuk buang masa untuk sparring. So dia kadang-kadang ada je kalau kita buat live ke, kalau kita orang-orang DM yang mungkin ada
lagi TikTok
buat lawak ni. Especially of course TikTok lah. Dia ada benda-benda yang bagi aku tak bermanfaat mana. Sebab diorang nak apa? Apa yang diorang nak sebenarnya?
Kepuasan lah.
Diorang kepuasan apa? Because like, guys, sparring 5 minutes, like, I have 3 kids, like, I have to waste my time to pergi jumpa kau, confirm nak kena jumpa satu tempat. Lepas tu, like what? And then,
let's just be honest, that even if you were in your wildest mind, were to even set a precedent for this, which is you say, okay, let's meet at this block and let's go for sparring. I can tell you 99.99997%. This fucker will not turn up. He won't turn up. He was just looking for a cheap shot online and it was a fake account. Because if he was serious in sparring, it would have been a real account.
Yeah.
Right.
If he was real in sparring. I mean, you could have rejected, right?
Of course.
Yeah, but the fact that it was a fake account, he wasn't even ready to show his face.
Yeah, you're right.
So if you set a place to meet, he wouldn't even come down. So this is just trying to elicit a response from you as entertainment.
Oh, so ni kalau, dia punya...
Kalau kau triggered, then it's a cheap laugh for him.
Yalah.
Kalau kau react and you read his comment, they're like, huh, I made this guy read my comment.
You're right.
Yeah, it's that lah. It's just, we don't even know how old is this guy. In your mind, he could be a 25-year-old, 26-year-old. For all you know, he could be a 12-year-old.
I
always consider that when macam we've hit comments, I was thinking like, this could be very well a 9-year-old.
That's my main.
You're probably a 9-year-old or probably 11-year-old trying to fuck your mind. It's a cheap laugh. That's it.
You're right.
You put it in that context, it will not affect you that much.
So also that's why aku macam terus macam trying to ignore and paling-paling pun macam okay bro, dalam hal ni aku pun panggil dia bro, aku pun tak tahu dia sis ke apa ke. Kau menang lah bro, sebab kau dah ready nak sparring apa, kau dah ready macam kau menang bro, by all means congratulations. Dan tapi adalah teman-teman bla-bla macam okay sparring aku apa-apa, jadi dia buat apa-apa. So I think itu pun aku rasa dia nak tu benda.
Yalah.
Itu dia punya attention. Which is like, wow, kids nowadays or whatever lah nowadays dekat TikTok.
Aku pasal lah yang aku punya business lagi satu tu, bila aku buat live, aku ada nampak macam satu lelaki masuk. Ni Raja Razi Boy World.
Okay.
Cakap gitu lah. Terus lepas tu dah masuk macam, saya ada new world, saya ada new world, ni semua.
Account lain-lain?
Kira aku rasa members lah bro.
Okay.
It's planting aku rasa. Terus aku tengok, klien aku kat depan kan. Lepas aku tengok dia, okay guys, kalau let's say kau nak dengar pasal hutang, kau dengar. Kalau tak nak dengar, nak buang meripik, then aku rasa kau nak just keluar daripada this life. Please respect my life.
Okay.
Ada lagi company lain masuk. Company lain masuk, okay. Then they advise. Aku punya flower tau. Advice.
Why you don't block these things?
Jadi aku punya admin lah. Will block everything lah. She will block, slowly block. Tapi macam, aku pernah tertrigger bila dia cakap pasal, apa ni, boy world lah. Aku tak tahu kenapa. Tentu mungkin aku tengah tak tahu, Joe Royce ke apa, aku tak tahu lah. Tapi aku punya mood swing, aku lari tau, tentu.
But as the name suggests, this is a boy whose world, so you shouldn't get triggered.
Jadi aku tak tahu, aku tertrigger. Terus aku cakap, tak mau pakai fake account lah. Kalau boleh kau DM aku sekarang, kalau saya kudubung kau kepada aku, kau boleh.
Of course he would do that.
Yalah, that's why lah.
Kau buat gitu?
Aku cakap gitu.
Kau cakap gitu. I see. Then what happened?
Apabila aku cakap lah. Kini-kini aku dah nak puaskan hati aku je lah. Okay. Aku cakap, nombor sama sekarang tak dapat. Aku tengah tunggu kau punya nombor ni. Wow. Tapi dia reply. Apa, sudah lalu, jalan lalu. Tak ada, tak boleh cakap sudah lalu, jalan lalu. Nombor kau kasi aku call kau sekarang. Depan live nak aku call. Aku lock speaker, aku buang kau. Mana nombor? Tak ada pun? Kira dah kalah, dia dah kalah. Aku happy gitu je.
Razi, for all you know, this could be a 9-year-old boy.
Yalah.
Just fucking around. Let me trigger this pakcik and like get him on my nerves. And then there are 5 other friends who's tengah turn over. And then they're like, hey, look, he's triggered, For all you know, it could be your son.
Okay.
Oh, kacau-kacau.
Ya, macam kacau bapak. Maybe kau confiscated his phone and he's pissed off and he...
Wow.
You know what?
Cakap pasal anak aku. Aku tertrigger, Sol. Tertrigger pasal...
For all you know, he could be a 9-year-old. Tak lah.
Arik masuk NCC. Arik, anak aku nombor 3 ni.
Jangan buang masa lah NCC ni.
What
is NCC?
Sekarang CCA...
Akhirnya aku dah baca-baca.
Sekarang CCA macam mana tau? First, dia ambil bola. Okay, bola tak dapat select, then dia kena pergi second choice. Dia
NCC level encik ke apa, kau masuk NS recruit balik lah.
Yalah.
Aku nak aku lakar cerita kelakar. Sorry, aku nak
tahu.
Sebab dia tahu aku masuk SCDF.
Okay.
Kita semua recruit. Habis satu budak banyak orang saya berbual macam last time aku NCDCC habis apa.
NCDCC.
Dia talk about NCC level ni ada apa, dua paku dah. We take the rifle. Lol, whatever. Gerbak aku. Jadi recruit.
Macam kau pun sama apa? Aku tak pasal NCC pun aku dengan kau. There's nothing
special.
Tak hebat sangat. Mana tak hebat tau. Kena 18 tahun ni semua botak tau. Kau faham tak?
Back to reality lah.
I'm not shitting on people who masuk NCC. Silakan. It's a fun CC, but jangan terbawa-bawa sampai NS. Benda tu tak pakai.
Yeah. Habis dia macam no choice lah. Dia kena masuk NCC. Habis anak aku kan small size kan.
So Ari masuk NCC.
Ari, no choice bro. Dia no choice. Jadi aku cakap, then lepas bola, if you do get selected, kenapa tak pergi floorball? Pasal floorball, primary school dia floorball dia main bagus. Nah, tapi dia cakap, I cannot because the trial semua dah lepas. Then I have to go NCC. So semalam aku tengok baju, dia bawa balik uniform. Aku triggered sial.
Asal?
Uniform dia saiz aku. Aku boleh pakai uniform dia.
Besarlah baju dia.
Besarlah. Habis seluar dia saiz 27.
Okay.
Kasut dia, boot dia saiz 9.
Asal dia boleh kasi benda macam ni?
That's the thing. Jadi aku cakap, what's happening? It's too big for you, but you know what? Aku tergitu tadi pagi aku macam
yeah,
but they say the teacher say no stock, so you have to make do with
no
it.
No stock.
Then you have to make do with it. I cakap, what nonsense your teacher?
So jumpa teacher.
Give me your teacher's number.
Alamak,
aku mampus. WhatsApp bro.
Maybe the 9 years old.
Asal WhatsApp complain MOE terus.
Tamu-tamu nanti lu.
Kira aku trigger.
Dia tamu terus.
Aku macam parent apa nak buat lah. Banyak cikgu mesti menyumpah. Sial lah Zah.
Boleh.
Kau tak backing aku nak cancel. Betul lah. Report MOE. Tak ada.
Good morning. I am the father of... anak aku lah. I understand that you are one of the in charge for NCC group from secondary school anak aku.
Okay.
This is relating to my son's involvement in NCC. I realized when he brought home his NCC uniform and boots, the size is too big for him. The boot size is size 9. It's even bigger than my shoe size.
Oh yeah.
When I asked him if he had informed his teacher in charge that the size is too big for him, he said one of the teacher quoted, deal with it because there are no stocks.
Deal with it? You think what, it's a game? Deal or no deal? Now the game is no more on Channel 5.
Deal
or no deal?
Dah tak ada.
No bad.
So do you expect your NCC cadet to look sloppish in their uniform?
Aku pakai.
He will trip and fall if he wears size 9. I believe we went through national service before and you should know better, sir.
If he trip and fall, his head got blood, you will pay. My son.
If he said got blood.
Yeah. Aku cakap, for your reference, my shoe size is size 8. My son will look like a clown if he puts on the uniform. Aku cakap gitu bro.
Yeah, betul lah. Apa dia reply?
Kalau cikgu dia reply,
dia reply,
I'm macam blood.
Bagi aku orang ni, apa dia reply? Aku tertrip lah aku dengar kau cakap macam ni.
So dia cakap kena.
Eh, apa engkau giving? Good morning Mr. Raja. I apologize for the comments made by my colleague. I will investigate and talk to the chief involved. HQ NCC gave us a set of measurements and did not allow us to bring cadets to their store to take measurements, hence the sizing can be off. Apa ke merepek kau reason ni?
Yeah.
She's a child. Arik is a child.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then you...
Aku kena
no, bro. And then you say, thank you for your prompt reply. I appreciate. No, bro. This is not how you reply. This teacher's trying to save his ass. He's not doing his job.
Okay.
I will teach you how to reply. You should reply, this is not a good enough reply. You are telling me that... apa dia cakap ni? Did not allow us to make... to bring the cadets to their store to take measurements, hence the sizing can be off. You're telling me sizing can be off? It's a marked difference between a grown man and a child.
Yeah.
This is unacceptable. I will say that. This is unacceptable. Solve it for me or I'll escalate it further. Pressure this guy. Oh. This guy's not doing his job.
I see.
Pressure this guy. If you don't want to be a CA teacher, then don't be a CCA teacher. Jangan buat kerja. You know, orang kerja, dia ada passion tau. Kau faham tak? Kita buat podcast pun kita passion.
Betul. Yeah.
You know, kalau rasa macam nak half-fuck 50-50 ni, jangan kerja. Bye. Jangan jadi cikgu.
Oi, coming from an ex.
Yeah.
Gitu.
Yeah. Sial lah, this short sort of shit. Masa aku jadi cikgu dulu, we have never been tolerated. This is unacceptable, bro. What an insult to your son.
Oi. Ya, yeah, pasal baju besar Zul.
Baju besar saya.
Seluas lah Zul.
Habis dia cakap make do. Show me how tall is Arik. How tall is Arik now?
Arik about 1.5.
Yeah, if I want to stand on this, how tall is
dia kat sini?
Ya.
Shoulder.
Sial lah. What a joke, man.
Yeah.
Habis make do.
What sort of reply is this?
Ah, you have to make do.
Habis kau buta.
Ah, sial.
Tak payah kasi
dulu. Habis kau boleh cakap appreciate it. I was like, bro, kau gave in to. I wouldn't have given in. I would have made a big hoo-ha. Email the principal.
Oi.
Kalau principal tak reply, then it's to the MOE lah.
Tak, aku just message. Maybe aku boleh message dia besok ke cakap. So, what's the outcome ke? What's the result? So, macam tu. Ataupun just buat berdua.
No.
Proceed lah.
I've had some time to think about it. Have you solved this?
Okay.
Tomorrow, boom.
Ooh.
Okay.
Okay, okay.
But you have to know what's the outcome. Because he has to report to CCA, right? When is he reporting?
Aku tak, nanti aku tanya dia. Aku rasa...
If you feel you have no size for this week, guy, yeah, then can you remove my son from NCC?
Yeah.
Kau you also don't want to go in, right?
Memang aku tak nak dia NCC.
Untuk kau push the floorball.
Yang kau tak nak ke dia tak nak?
Dia tak nak.
Dia tak nak, kan?
There's no choice.
Yeah, so...
Boleh kan?
Don't force a kid in a CCA that he doesn't want to be in.
Dia nak kena ada CCA lah, si requirement lah.
Oh, si requirement.
Join art club. Dulu aku join art club. Uncle Zah join art club. Draw apple.
Oi.
Oh. I was so good at it. Orang lain semua mata merah dengan aku. Sebab dulu aku join choir. Aku cerita nanti lah. Kita stand by, jangan ke mana-mana. Kami semua bantu create ideas, make it all to be reality. MSR hanya yang terbaik untukmu. Semua pasti cemburu. Lihat design baru, create ideas, make it all to be reality. Podcast ini dibawakan khas kepada anda oleh teman-teman kami di MSR Interior Design Private Limited, syarikat anak Melayu yang berpengalaman lebih daripada 10 tahun. Mereka bertauliah dan berlesen daripada Case Trust, HDB, RCMA dan BCF Level 3. We create ideas to reality.
Anda boleh lungsuri www.msrinteriordesign.com, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, MSR Interior Design.
Boleh call dan juga WhatsApp mereka di talian 9778-1234-9778-1234. Kita masih lagi bersama dengan Syarizan.
Yes, saya. Yes,
selamat kembali Syarizan.
Syarizan, Syairan, nama semua macam nak dekat-dekat eh. Ni kira memang konsep MSR Interior Design ke macam mana ni?
Oh, I think just luck lah.
Oh, just luck bro eh. Okay, so dengar-dengar baru balik clubbing Bali. Tak lah.
Huh? Serius?
Tak.
Skybar?
Tak lah. Kat Bali ada Skybar?
Aku tak tahulah.
Oh, tak tahu eh. Ya, tu kat Singapore? Tak lah. Korang ada team bonding?
Yeah, we just finished our team bonding yesterday dekat East Coast.
Oh, mandi laut lah. Laut tak boleh mandi kan?
Tak boleh. Ada terbakar nanti.
Oi, masih berminyak ke?
Minimal lah. Tak boleh nampak tapi bau dia boleh bau sikit lah.
Ni team bonding ni apa? Dia punya hasil team bonding daripada korang untuk MSR ni. Okay. Apa hasil dia?
Untuk team bonding, what we want to achieve right, every quarterly of the year is that kita nak everyone to let loose.
Okay.
Pasal we don't want everyone to focus on work lah all the time.
Right.
And furthermore, team bonding, like all the games kita buat, trivia questions, we make sure everyone participate.
Yep.
And after doing all that, right, there is always lesson to be learned lah at the end of the day. You don't just go out and have fun and balik, throw tidur, learn nothing lah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So question ada macam, for example, tanya Syarizan, kau ada tak suka any of the team member tak kat sini? Tapi kau kena terus terang, ada macam itu?
Tak ada.
So tak ada.
The trivia questions are mostly like macam renovation punya questions.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
Fun fact, what's the longest building in Singapore?
Oh,
what's the tallest?
Okay, wow.
Yeah, so the tallest one is that Duxton, if you guys know.
I don't HDB. Know. Duxton?
The pinnacle. Apa tu? Pinnacle.
Yeah, then other than that, kita analyse our team members. Like for example, our friend Ashraf is very attentive.
Okay.
So we try to ask him questions dalam kitchen cabinet, dalam showroom kita. Kitchen cabinet pintu ada berapa?
Ui, so, oh, berapa, I mean, design?
Yeah, berapa pintu lah.
Berapa pintu?
So he got it right. So we push each other to the limits lah.
Oh, like, see,
all this.
Yeah. I see.
Apa yeah. beza team MSR dengan team-team renovation yang lain yang kau nampak sendirilah melalui pengalaman kau?
I feel
apa yang
like
special sangat?
They are as professional as us in terms of work, but maybe they don't have enough fun. Oh. Like in terms of macam bonding to look as one lah, as a team.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Untuk MSR, we
set treasure, aside a budget.
We set aside a budget every quarterly. We go out. Kadang-kadang kita pergi JB, makan, drive.
Ramai-ramai
lah. Ramai-ramai lah. Yeah.
Lazimnya ni dia bukan satu company culture yang dilakukan dalam interior design lah.
Yes, yes.
Iaitu mereka kalau nak relax apa is with their own families and come back, work is work. And but on your end there's this sense of kinship within the company, and it's really important.
Right.
Like that. In that way we get to know each other even better lah.
Yeah, of course. You recognize each other's strength and weaknesses as such. You leverage on each other's capacities to building a better company and with stronger ties of kinship.
Jadi kita dapat lihat betapa syarikat ni utuh dengan dia punya team building dia bagus, dia punya team dia bagus, cara kerja dan sebagainya. Jadi bagi mereka yang sedang mendengar, tak payah fikir mana-mana lah, MSR sajalah jawapan anda untuk merenovasi ataupun mencantikkan rumah anda, menjadikan sesuatu menjadi satu realiti kepada rumah anda yang dikatakan syurgawi anda. Alright, jadi dapatkan segera khidmat daripada mereka. Anda boleh lungsuri www.msrinteriordesign.com.
Call dan juga WhatsApp mereka di talian ataupun call ataupun WhatsApp mereka di talian 9778-1234-9778-1234.